j'ai laissé vos coordonnées. Merci.
Hello. I don't speak French. How's an Englishman supposed to deal with that? That's rude, that's non-communicative, and you're failing in your obligation to ensure people can speak to you. Minister Edward J. Robin calling from 780-399-6250. I'm phoning today to see if the Toronto Police Chief is covered by a surety bond by your company and whatever police chiefs that you cover under your surety bonds. Now, the reason I'm calling is because there's a massive, and that's an understatement, a massive amount of evidence that the vaccines that Trudeau and his gang, and I emphasize the word gang, are pushing is dangerous to people. It's murder, what Trudeau is invoking. That's not an idle statement. The evidence from all over the world indicates that in 30 years of VAERS report, that's the Vaccine Alternative Adverse Reporting System, in 30 years, they didn't come close to the deaths in 8 months. 8 months of delivering these so-called vaccines killed more people than in 30 years of records of the VAERS. This has never happened before in history. And the politicians that you have, the police that you have a surety bond upon are in breach of that bond. They've refused to take the criminal complaints. There have been tens of thousands of people that have phoned in trying to get a criminal investigation against Trudeau for going on national television and saying we're misogynists and racists. Do we need to be tolerated and we're taking up space? Those are the same words Hitler used. All of us can be afraid when you have a dictator like him, encouraging people not to talk to their relatives or friends and put them out of the picture so maybe they'll get more encouraged to be vaccinated with this experiment. The insurance companies now are failing to pay out if you die after the vaccine. And I've got documents from many insurance companies. They say it's an experiment, and even a court in France called it suicide because the elderly gentleman that took the vaccine was aware that it was experimental and he took it anyways. And so they call it suicide, and that's the court in France. There has also been five courts over in Europe that have said the PCR test is bogus. It doesn't work. Well, that kills the whole scenario from when this first started. It was all started, the threat, the whole fear campaign was with the PCR test. Now, these police chiefs are aware of this and they're doing nothing. So because of Masonic privilege and Trudeau's a Mason, they protect each other. They take an oath that they'll lie for each other, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll even kill for each other. Now, I know very high Masons and they've told me that's true. We take that oath. So now you got a problem with your surety bond because these people are breaking their duty. They're breaking the law and you're sitting back because you haven't got any complaints. I want to know how to lay a complaint against these criminals without having your surety bond company look for every excuse in the book to turn a blind eye. I don't want that to take place because that would be criminal. And I certainly don't want to invoke an investigation upon a surety bond liability company because that would be very, very difficult for the rest of the industry. So that wouldn't be a good thing. I'm a law scholar of 30 years, and I'm tired of the abuse at the hands of Masonic politicians. You notice I keep mentioning that word Masonic. It's because it's true, not because it's some conspiracy theory, The only conspiracy takes place inside the Masonic lodges, where they plan on how to subvert the rights of the people of this country. Now, this has been taking place for centuries, and people are turn a blind eye to it and don't want to talk about it. But when you see evidence that the chief of police won't take a criminal complaint and passes the buck to the RCMP, and the RCMP passed the buck back to the city police, you know they're playing a Masonic game. Nobody wants to go after Trudeau. They're protecting him. So I'd like a call back at 780-399-6250 with somebody that's aware of the law, competent to understand the law, and willing to enforce the law by putting a claim against their surety bonds so as to take them out of public service. I have many people that will double up, triple up the complaints against whoever it is that refuses to enforce the law, investigate, arrest, and put Trudeau in jail. That's where he belongs. Everybody that I've talked to seems to know it.
You are approaching the maximum length for a recording. Finish your recording after the tone.
So please get back to me with your concern for the people of Canada. 399-6250, area code 780. Thank you so much. May God bless. Bye for now.